Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from June 7, 2021 to June 11, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On June 7, here were the news. BitMEX parent receives ISO security certification for customer data management. MicroStrategy to offer $400 million in notes to buy more Bitcoin even as it warns of $284.5 million impairment. China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology outlines proposals for blockchain development. Upside elusive for Bitcoin as Yellen says Fed rate hike a plus. Bitcoin, gold are likely to withstand Fed taper, Skybridge Capital says. Information wants to be free but secrets are worth paying for, hot new crypto story. Remember the JPM coin? Next step is programmable money, bank exec says. On June 8, here were the news. Amazon looks to hire blockchain staffers with experience of DeFi. Top White House advisor Tim Wu holds millions in Bitcoin. Report. Ether price indicator turns bearish for first time since October. Bitcoin suffers steepest drop in 10 days as U.S. monetary policy causes short-term jitters. El Salvador Commerce Secretary. Bitcoin won't replace dollar. Crypto exchanges see biggest Bitcoin outflow in 7 months. A reason to cheer? On June 10, here were the news. BlockFi looks to tap institutional market with new platform. State Street Bank launches cryptocurrency division. Solana-based Oxygen taps jump trading in bid to be DeFi's top prime brokerage. Dapper Labs unveils Flow native stablecoin, FUSD, with other ERC-20-like tokens to follow. Elizabeth Warren, U.S. lawmakers put Bitcoin on trial in Senate CBDC hearing. On June 11, here were the news. El Salvador's Bitcoin bill raises issues, IMF spokesperson. SEC again warns investors against Bitcoin futures funds. Texas state regulator greenlights banks to custody crypto. Stake Technologies raises $10 million ahead of Polkadot and Kusama auctions. Bitcoin's steep price discount seems similar to March 2020 bottom. Arrington Capital launches $100 million Algorand Ecosystem Fund. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.